While there are various views regarding the observance of protocols coming to the COVID-19, Mark, can share some light to that?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yes, Maulana. There are variant views relating to the observance of the medical protocols. There are views of some of our local ulama and perhaps even others as well who are advocating that one should not adhere to the social distancing and the wearing of the mask. In other words, the medical protocols are not to be observed and giving it all different labels, especially with regards to salah, etc. So there is this group of ulama that have this view. There is also the view expressed by many of the senior Darul Iftas of Dioband, Darul Ulum Karachi, Mufti Taqi Uthmani, Jamia Ulum al-Islamia, Bin Nuri Town, Dabel, Mufti Khanpuri, the Darul Iftah of Saharanpur, Mufti Khalid Saifullah, who is a well-known, international, recognized faqih of our time, the Al-Azhar, Jamia Al-Azhar in Egypt, the ulama of Haramain, even the recent fiqh seminar held by Rabit Al-Alam Al-Islami relating to the COVID, and many of our local ulama and Darul Iftas who are advising that the observance of protocols should be adhered to. In other words, the social distancing, wearing of the masks, sanitizing. So there are both views. There are a view of a select group of ulama in our country that are advocating that these protocols should not be observed. Whereas there are those who I've mentioned who are suggesting that the protocols should be observed. And we, many of us, might have observed the Hajj this year, how Hajj was performed. I wonder what the view will be regarding the Hajj and the acceptance of this Hajj. However, I must make mention very clearly here that I am not, and I say this with emphasis, I am not foisting or advocating any particular view on the radio. However, there are both views. A humble, very humble, sincere plea to all of us as ulama and those that wish to follow the various ulama, let's not in our talks or via social media or print media, do not let anyone who is following any particular view feel guilty. Whoever wishes to follow whichever view, let us as ulama not through our talks, through our print media, through social media, label anyone who is following any view as someone that has lost his path. Let's not let anyone feel guilty. Following any particular view should be left to the individual. And let us not through our talks and our print media give this feeling that anyone that is following the advocation of the protocols which has been established and advised by the established Darul Ulooms, let not through our talks let them feel that they have less tawakkul and yakin than the other. Also, why are some of us through our talks and social media suggesting that the medical practitioners and the experts, be it individual doctors or the various forums like the IMA, are less Muslim than those that are not observing the health protocols? Why are we giving this feeling that those that are observing the protocols, those that are advocating the protocols, are less Muslim? On what basis are we suggesting that they have less iman and less tawakkul than ourselves? Anyone not observing these protocols is in no way a better Muslim. Those that are not observing the protocols, not observing social distancing, are in no way a better Muslim than the one that is observing the protocols. This is a matter in the sole prerogative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can't we just accept that there are two views, and both views are of ulama, and not foist our views on the other in the manner that many are doing currently? Many of the medical practitioners or any other person may be a better Muslim. Many of the medical practitioners or any other person may be a better Muslim than the one not observing these protocols. Our elders always suspected themselves. Why are we in the zone today that we always suspect others and not suspect ourselves? I would like to give a translation of a tweet of Sheikhul Islam Mufti Taqi Uthmani. And he said it so beautifully. Now, Mufti Taqi Uthmani, and I will say this on radio, in my humble opinion, besides one or two of our muftis of our country, has a far higher, is on a far higher pedestal in his knowledge and in his acceptance worldwide regarding his understanding of fiqh, far greater than many of our local Darul Iftas, except one or two. And he says, not adapting preventative measures in times of danger is not bravery. Mufti Taqi says, not adapting preventative measures in times of danger is not bravery. It is negligence. He says it is not bravery, it is negligence. Whether corona is a natural pandemic or engineered, the reality is that it is a real disease that is growing. And ask those that are facing it and those that have experienced it, and ask those who have seen the deaths in their lives or in their families. So Mufti Taqi says, not adapting preventative measures in times of danger is not bravery. It is negligence. Whether corona is a natural pandemic or engineered, the reality is that it is a real disease that is growing. And then he further goes and says, at such a time, one should avoid rumors and adopt a responsible approach. Avoid rumors and adopt a responsible approach. And then, subhanAllah, what wisdom and what profound words. He went on to say, it is the height of ingratitude. It is the height of ingratitude to cast doubts upon those doctors who are putting their own lives at risk. SubhanAllah, what profound words. And I would like to just conclude here, Maulana, with this question of yours about the protocols. Lest someone, you know, today we have the Tharun. People, as Rasulullah said in a hadith, who wish to say, have a say about everything. And Rasulullah said that these people will be the most distant from him on the day of Qiyamah. And we have many of our young lads today that when anyone says something, they all want to have a say. So before anyone casts some assumptions on our iman, let us make it clear that we all believe in taqdeer. Those that observe the protocols and those that don't observe the protocols, we all believe in taqdeer. We all believe that Allah is in absolute control of everything. We all believe that nothing happens without the will of Allah. So do not pass judgment that those who are observing the medical protocols or those that are going to the doctor or those that are being admitted by their families to hospitals are less Muslim. This is a matter in the sole prerogative of Allah. And here I would say that the issue at hand and the need of the Ummah in these tragic and trying times is that we as ulama and non-ulama, as a community, should be united in giving guidance and support to our communities. Yet, unfortunately, many of us are more concerned in scoring points as to who is right and who is wrong. You know, I would conclude here, Morana, with an ayah of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّنْ قَبْلِكَ فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَدَرَّعُونَ. Allah says, we did send messengers to communities before you, and we put them to hardships and sufferings, so that they may supplicate in humility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah that among the reasons that some hardships and sufferings comes to people is so that people may turn to Allah in humility. Then subhanallah, what? You know, sometimes when you reflect on this ayat of the Quran Kareem, it is as if these verses are just being revealed for us in our times. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَذَرَّعُوا وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. When these difficulties come, why don't they supplicate in humility? When a calamity comes from us, instead, what has happened? Their hearts were hardened. And Shaitan adorned for them what they were doing. It's so much appropriate according to our discussion, Maulana, when we spoke right in the beginning. Why are we as leaders of communities, why are our hearts becoming so hard against each other? And we, you know, we're just spewing out the hard-heartedness through social media, etc. Why? It's a humble plea that I'm making to all of us, whichever view people want to follow, to not be critical of anyone that wishes to follow any other view than your view. And then to start labeling people because they are following another view. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Have our hearts become so hard, as Allah says in this ayah? May Allah, you know, we are seeing death all around us. We are seeing what's happening. If this does not bring reality to us, may Allah guide us.
Ameen.